I'll ask no questions today.
Okay, Rabbi Yisai. I give chodesh to one and all. Today's daf is daf Yud Dalid. We're holding by Rabbi Yitzchak, which is a fourth line from the top. As you'll recall, we started our parak yesterday, and we said that Eilu Hein Haloikin, the following, get Malkis, and then surprisingly, we begin the Mishnah by talking about Habo Alachois of the Alachois Ovid, which of course are all Arroyas, all Erva. And as the Gemara points out, they do not have the quality of Mises Bez, and they have the Oynish of Kores. And the question is, if the Oynish of Kores, what's this Malkis all about? How could there be Malkis? So the Gemara starts off right after the Mishnah, Chayav Krisis Kartani, Chayav Mises Bez Loi Kartani, Masnis Mani. The Gemara was exploring who is the Mandiyoma of our Mishnah that says that a person who is chayiv kores can get malchus. However, a mishnah leaves out all of those ervis where there's a mises bezin. So apparently, mises bezin, there is no concept of malchus. So who said this? Nimar said it's Rabbi Akiva. We brought a brisa with a three-way machlokes: Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yishmael said, "Echad chayavi krisis, v'yechad chayavi mises bezin, yeshnoi bechlal malchus avoyim divir Rabbi Yishmael." And according to the Havamina, like the top Rashi said, we assume that if a person gave a hasra'ah both for misa and for malchus, one would get both. And therefore, even though a person is chayiv kores, or if he's boil erva and he's chayiv misa, if the hasra was both for Malkus and for Misa, or Malkus for Kores, according to Rabbi Yishmael, chayiv both. And of course, the Gemara asked immediately, what about Kedei Rishasai? You can only give one Oynish and another Oynish. So without going through the whole sugya, the bottom line, the Gemara said, according to Rabbi Yishmael, he holds that the din of Kedei Rishasai doesn't apply here. It only applies by Misa and Mammon, or Malkis and Mammon. But Misa and Malkis is Misa Arichti here. It's like one long Misa. So therefore, if you gave a Hasra both for Malkis and for Misa, give the Malkis first. Malkis is the introduction for the Misa. And when you finish the Malkis, Chas v'Shalom, I'm going to give the person Misa as well. That was one pshat. There's another pshat later on that he only gave Hasra for Malkis and not for Misa. Okay. This is just quick background. That's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva said, Chayove Krisis Yeshna Bechlal Malkis, but not Chayove Mises Bezin, only Chayove Krisis, which is consistent with our Mishnah. Ask the Gemara, why would Rabbi Kiva hold Chayove Krisis be Bechlal Malkis Aboyim? Aye, he's going to get Malkis, and he's going to get Krisis. Don't they have a problem of Kedei Rishosoi? And the Gemara gave a number of Tirutzim. The first teretz Rabbi Kiva said was because it's not a feta complete that the person's going to get Malkis and Kores. After all, he may do Malkis and do Tshuva, and then he will be absolved from having to get Kores. So he doesn't get the double whammy of Kedei Rishosoi, Bishul Risha Atas Atam Chayba, the Atam Chayba, Bishul Shtei Rishiois. If he gets Malkus and he does Tshuva, then he won't get Kares. I say the same thing with Gabi Mises Bezin, says you want to know such thing. But Mises Bezin, you can go and clap Al Chayt a million times and get Malkus a million times, you're still going to get the Misa, because Bezin has no power of waiver when it comes to Mises Bezin. And then more give other Pshatim as well, according to Rabbi Kiva. Now we come to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak was the third view, and he said that there is no such thing as Malkus with Krisis or Malkus with Mises Bezin. So therefore we really have now three major shitois in this brisa. According to Rabbi Yishmael, it's possible to have both Malkus and Krisis, or Malkus and Mises Bezin. According to Rabbi Kiva, you can only have Malkus and Krisis. You cannot have Malkus and Mises Bezin. And according to Rabbi Yitzchak, you cannot have Malkus with anything else. If he's Chayiv Kores, no Malkus. Chayiv Misa, no Malkus. What's the basis of Rabbi Yitzchak? So we're going to see that right now. Zot the Gemara, fourth line from the top. Rabbi Yitzchak Oymer, Chayove Krisis Bechlal Hoyu. What does it mean? We all know at the end of the parasha of the Arroyos, there's one generic collective pasuk. Ki kol asheyase mikol atoyevus ha'ela. The nichrusu hanefashes ha'oisois mikerev amam. So therefore, if you do any one of the teyevus, even those that have a chiyuv mises bez, what happens if there was no hasra or there were no edim? The person will get kares. All aroyes and mechayiv kares. But in addition to the generic collective chiyuv kares, there's one isur where the Torah says specifically there's a din of kares. And that's the case of achoysai. What does it say by achoysai? So if you have number two of the Torah or Hashalim, the ish asher yikach es achoysai, pas ovivu vas imoi, v'roes ervosa v'yisire es ervosa chesedu, v'nechrusu le'ene b'nei amam. Why does it have to repeat chorus over here? Don't we have the kol ashiyas, the kol ha'tevis, eilu v'nechrusa? Therefore, Zhok to Chav Yitzchak, you know why the Torah isolated and said expressly by Achoyse Kores, the Venom of Kores Voleva Malkus, to tell you, Rabbi Isai, only Kores and nothing else. It's almost like the concept that you have by Kodshim, Shina Lova Kosov Liakev, it's repeated a second time to tell you, that's the only thing, no Malkus.
I thought it was more by Havara, by Shabbos.
We're going to talk about that shortly.
Okay.
So the Gemara is going to talk, says now, and therefore, since it's repeated a second time by Achoisei, only Chorus and no Malkus. Okay, but that's by Achoisei. How do I know by any others? So, Ftem Zokter Rashi, we go back to the famous rule in Rabbi Yishmael. Do v'shi yotzim in ha'klal, lo yilalamed al atzmo yatzah, el lalamed al klal kulo yatzah. And therefore, since Achoisei was b'klal kol aroyis, and it had a din of Chorus like all the others, why did the Torah now uniquely put a spotlight on Achoisei to go and say Chorus? To tell you, Achoisei is only the Chorus and not the Malkus, and same thing applies to all the Aroyas, only Chorus and not Malkus, that's it, period, end of story. The Chori Reb Yitzchak has a good raya. Reb Eliyahu, we're up to Yudalit Omer Aleph, six lines from the top of the
Aleph. Six lines from the top here, so it's okay, it should be
yes,
over here.
Yudalit.
Oh, but Yudalit, oh.
You're not going to look at the wrong page, okay. Okay,
fine.
Okay. Rabbanan is referring to Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva. Koriz b'choisei lomali. What do I have the koriz b'choisei? To tell you l'chalik. That's what you were talking about a moment ago. Look at Rabbi Yochanan, I'm Rabbi Yochanan, Shemason, kol ve'le'echad, chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. What happens if a person is chas v'sholem, such a rasha, that he's going to live with Imoy, and with Achoisoi, and Achoisoviv, and Eishesish, and Isha Nida, and all the other Mishkav Zachar, all the wonderful Aroyas which are enumerated out in Achri Moise Kadosh. He wants to be Machmir, he doesn't want to miss any one of them. Okay. But of course, we're not talking about Bemezid, it's all Beshogig, it's Behelim Echot. Okay? So if you do all of these Averis together, Behelim Echot, since you have one generic pasuk, he called us, he asked me, Kotevis, Eilu, and Echrasa, anything that's chayv, Koriz, Bemezid, you have to bring a Karmachatas, Beshoyig. I might think you only have to bring one Karmachatas for all of them. That's why I have the Torah says specifically, Beachoisai. Koriz, Beachoisai. Just like Koriz, the Torah took out of the cloud to tell you this Koriz on Achoisai alone. Same thing applies. Koriz on any one of them alone, and Chatos on any one of them alone. And therefore, if you did five Aroyas together within Helem Echad, you have to bring five separate Chatois. And this is what you were talking about before, similar to Havara. Right. Havara was B'chlal, Yotz Min HaKlal. And that's why I need this special limud. So I don't know the limud of Rabbi Yitzchak. I agree that Koriz B'choisi is unique, and it's Yotz Min HaKlal, and the Lamed HaKlal Kuli Yotza for sure, but not like Rabbi Yitzchak says to go and tell you that it's Koriz V'loi Malkus, but rather to go and tell you that you're Chayiv Al Kol Achas V'Achas if you do it V'Helem Echad.
They're not mutually exclusive.
I mean, you should be able to learn both?
Yeah.
The Gemara assumes that this time you're only going to learn one limud from this drasha. Rabbi Yitzchak lechalik menale. How does Rabbi Yitzchak know lechalik? The Gemara doesn't say, well, he learns both. So apparently he learns one or the other. Nafkale, he says, I learned this lechalik mivel isha benidas tumasa. There too, by the din of nida, the Torah says, the isha benidas tumasa le sikrav legalis ervasa. So Dr. Rashi, I could have left out a whole bunch of words. It doesn't have to say well, Isha Benidas Tomas Aloy Sikrav. I could have said Ulanida Aloy Sikrav. Just stay away from Anida. Every Nida is a lady by definition. It's about Isha Benidas Tomas Aloy Sikrav. Chayv Kalisha Isha to go and tell you that every one of the Aroyas Yechayv is separate Isra in each one, separate Chorus in each one, and therefore a separate Chatos on each one. So Yitzchak says, I know this Lechalik from Vel Isha. So Timur Rabbanon, Nami Tepik Lemahal. So why don't they also learn it from Vel Isha? So Timur Einachanami, the Taka do learn it from Elisha. No, if everybody learns it from Elisha, then we go back to square one. Vel Koriz Da Choyse Lomali. What do I need Koriz Da Choyse for? Lechoyre Reb Yitzchak is right. Koriz Da Choyse comes to tell you. Ledoyne Bekoriz. Veloy Bim Malkus. So before the Chum said, no, no. The Koriz Bachoyis is coming to tell you the halacha are like Havara. L'chalik Yotzes. No, Malik Morris says, I don't need that posik for that. The Koriz Bachoyis said, because I learned it from El Isha Benidas Tumasa. So, Ibezoi, Koriz Bachoyis, Lomali. Everyone l'chai v'alachoyis, v'alachoyis, ovid, v'alachoyis, imoy. What happens if a person lives together with his sister, as well as with two aunts, and achoyis ovid, and achoyis imoy, and he does it all behelam, Echad, what's the din? Three separate chatois. I might have thought that since they are all achoisoi related, sister, father, sister, mother, sister, but it's all sisters.
Shem achas.
That's what I might have thought. Therefore, maybe I should only be chayv one. Oh, so I need a special pasuk korus b'chayis to tell you chayv al kol achas v'yachas. Pray tomorrow. Come on, that's a little bit too remote. Pshita. This is a chadav of poshit. Number one, Arguf and Mechlokim. These are three separate ladies. And Harishem is Mechlokim. These are not Achoyse, Achoyse. I might have thought maybe if he lived Taka with three separate sisters. Right. Sister, sister, sister. No. But here, three separate Shemois. This is Achoyse, 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 and three separate Guvim. Else, if you want, no. The Chiddush is, Lechaybe al Achoyse, Shehi Achoyse, Shehi Achoyse, Imoy. When his sister is not only a sister, but a double aunt at the same time. How is that possible? A Rosha ben Rosha. What's a Rosha ben Rosha? Let's take a look at the Rashi, which is three lines higher than our Gemara. Rashiya bar Rashiya. Very terrible case. You have a Shegit who lived with his own mother, Nebuch. And now he gave birth to two girls. Now these two girls, besides being his daughters, are also his sisters. Why? Because he is born to his mother, and these two girls are born to his mother. So these are his two sisters. Do you agree? Barry, is that right?
Yes.
Good. And now this same Shaygetz went, he lived with one of these two sisters, one of these two daughters of his own. He lived with one of them. But he gave birth to a boy. So the father, the sheikh, gets this out of the picture. Now I'm going to talk about the boy. Ubo ha-ben, the ben went and lived not with his mother, but alachois imoy, the other daughter, the other sister he lived with. And that other sister, because achois imoy, by definition, the two daughters together, sisters. It's also achoisai. Why is it achoisai? Because his father fathered him, and fathered his mother, and fathered that other bas, so therefore it's his own sister. It's also Achoyis Aviv, because as we said at the outset, the father and the two daughters are also brothers and sisters, because they're all
children
of the same mother. So therefore you can have one lady, one woman, Nebuch, that has three titles, exactly, and now that boy lives with that woman with the three titles, that's why he's called Rashiya Bar Rashiya. So Kadaita Chemini should only be Chayiv once, after all he only had one Maisabiyah, and it's one good. Kamash Malon. Achoyis are going to tell you the Yechayib, three separate Chatoyis if you do it, Bishayi. Right, you might have a coming all right. L'choyra, they're right, I need Achoyis, so I chorus Bachoyis to tell us that then. Everyone, now from the Kalvachayim, I learned it from the Kalvachayim. What's the Kalvachayim? The sign. Omer Bekiva. Sha'alti Yisram Gamli Yom Rabbi Yishua, Be'itvishal Im'um. Says Rabbi Kiva, I found Rabbi Gamliel and Bishua, they were in the Itlis, the marketplace, where they sell meat. This is like the meat market in the place called Im'um. And Shaholchalikach Behemel Mishne Benoy Shem Gamliel. Why were they going? Because Rabbi Gamliel was making Beitzachos Achasan of his son, and therefore he needed to go and supply everybody with meat, and they were going to go and choose enough cuts of meat for everybody. So Normally, if somebody comes to you, you're having chasana preparations, you'll probably tell him, do me a favor, come back after the chasana. No, he said, no. What's your shayla? He said, Abo ala choyse shehi achoyse oviv, shehi achoyse imimau. Our case, what's the difference? Ein echayv al kulna ela achas, hoy echayv al kol achas miachas. If you did a bishoy geg, would you be chayv three chatois? Or one common chatos? Is Amrulai, so Gamliel Rabbi Yeshua responded. Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua at times were at loggerheads, but at least at this time apparently they were very friendly to one another. Yadachas. Zulu Shemanu. This particular Shaila that you just asked is such a remote case. Rashia bar Rashia, we don't know. In other words, we never heard. But Shemanu, what we did hear is, Habuach Chomishnashon Nidach, Behelem Echad. What happens if a person lived with five separate women, Behelem Echad, and each one of them had to go to the mikveh because each one of them were seeing their period, they were nidois. You have five separate chatois. Okay, so what does it have to do with us? Menir and Dvorm Mekav HaChoyman. Umadach nidish hi shein echad chai v'kolachas v'yachas. Each one of the five nidois, the issur is exactly the same.
It's like doing the same maisa melacha on Shabbos.
Same maisa ketira five times.
Right.
Here do five maisa nida. So what's the din? You said chai v'kolachas v'yachas. You have to go and bring a separate chatois for each one. Can't you shloish shemes? Here we have three separate shemes. Achoisai, achois ovid, and achois imoi. Loi koshkin the chavad and avada. You should be chayv three separate chatois. So with that, we want to be poishit the shayla. Answers Rabbi Yitzchak. That's how I learn the din of the three Rashia bar Rashia achois achois imoi achois ovid. I don't need the pasuk of yotze koriz ba achois to teach us that. I learn it based on a kal v'chomer like we just said.
It's interesting, Rabbi Yitzchak seeing it from Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva, who are his bar chukas. I mean, it's interesting, he's using them as ammunition against them in the machlokas that we have in the Braisa. Right? Because he's borrowing Rabbi Akiva, he's using the mice of Rabbi Akiva, asking them, and he's using terms of Rabbi Shmuel.
Okay.
And he's the Bar Pukta of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel in the Braisa.
When you're saying turn to Rabbi Shmuel, you know, it's Kav HaChomer?
No, earlier. We have Rabbi Shmuel.
Earlier, okay.
Yeah.
Good. Anyway, so at this point, the Chayra have a basis of a Kav HaChomer, and therefore says Rabbi Yitzchak, that's why the words Koriz B'Choisoi are extra, superfluous, the Dainim B'Koriz, Vlaim B'Malkis. The other two Rabbanon, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, learned that Koriz B'Choisoi, the teacher, just this din of the triple headed achois, so the achois, achois, over the achois, imai. Since Rabbi Yitzchak, I don't need the chorus of achois to tell us that, I learned it from a kal v'chaim. V'idach and Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva say, how can you learn it from a kal v'chaim? A kal v'chaim pricho. This kal v'chaim is ogefrek, it is a starke picha. What's a starke picha? Malanid, she came gufim mochlokin. There you're talking about five separate women. It's taka the same ketira, ketira. Say five times nida, maskim. But it's five women. Masha ain came. In our case, it's only one woman. Maybe one woman, you only have one and not three. See, a kabuchim is a shver a kabuchim. Well, either chnami hai bade kabuchim a prichu. Abade, Rabbi Yitzchak agrees that you can't learn it based on the kabuchim. That does is a shver. Ellis, therefore, how does he learn this case of the triple achoise, 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 imoy, mitarishia, barishia? Ellis, nafkalim, achoise, the seifa. Oh, that same posik that we've been talking about the whole time. That posik that says, this koris bachoisei. That same posik ends off. Right, everybody has a number two. Ishikachas choise basov basimai vrosa vasa vrosa. Nichrusul eini bnei amam ervas achoise gila. So what do I need that extra ervas achoise gila for? Oh, that achoise gila comes to tell the case of the triple achoise, the choise which is achoise of achoise. The idach achoise seifa lomeli. What am I going to use that achoise for? L'chayve al achoise basov uvas imai lemishen oinshim anadin. We've had this a number of times in Gemara before. Because the pasuk curiously says ishash yikachas achoise basov oivas imai, one or the other. What happens if it's a double basov,
a
full sister instead of a half sister? So everybody on the automatically you shoot from the jip. Your knee jerk reaction is hamadach a half a sister dochzicha. We have the famous call in Oinshim and Adin. And therefore I need that extra achoise at the end to go and tell you this din, that if it's a full sister, it's also the same iser of, or same oinish of, karis. It is the choira they are right. Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Kiva are right that I need the Achoisin to tell us that din of Ein Oinchim and Adin. So, Oy Bazoy, Vaita, how does Rabbi Yitzchak know the triplicate Achoisay, Achois Ovev, Achois Imoy? He said, I use it from Achoisay the Seifa. I need that Achoisay the Seifa. V'idach, what does Rabbi Yitzchak do? Iba Yisay Megomra Oynish Me Azara. Rabbi Yitzchak says, is to tell you about the full fledged Achoisay, which is both a Bas Ovev and a Bas Imoy, I don't need the Achoisay the Seifa. Why? Because I can learn it from the Azara. What's the Azara? So, if you take a quick look at the last Rashi over here, start from where it says Shom Yud Ches on the third, fourth line of that Rashi. It says Erbas Bas Fincha. I'm sorry, Erbas Bas Eishes Savicha Maleres Savicha Choischahi. That's the Azhara Uisegale Erbasa. Now there it doesn't talk about Uma Azhara LeCholak or LeChilek Ben Achoise Bas Oviv Shaloi Bas Imoy Uvas Imoy Shaloi Bas Oviv Ula Choise Shi Bas Oviv Uvas Imoy. But the Azhara, the Torah doesn't make these differentiations and distinctions between Bas Oviv, Oivas Imoy, both together, each one apart. And by the Oinish it does. Therefore, I'm going to learn the Oinish from the Azhara. Just like by the Azhara, the Torah didn't care less, full sister, half sister. Same thing applies to the Oinish, it doesn't make a difference, full sister, half sister. And that being the case, Zoktimor, I don't need the Achoisa, the Sefer, to tell us that. I know based on Gomer Oinish Me Azhar. And therefore the Achoisa, the Sefer, is now again superfluous. What am I going to learn from that, says Rabbi Yitzchak? I'm going to learn from that the triple-headed Achoisa, Achois Ovev, Achois Imay, Rishia Bar Rishia. Vibo Yisayim, or I have another pshat according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Again, how does he know a full-fledged Achoisa? Navkalei Me Achoisa de Reisha. The pasuk begins Isha sheyikach es achoisei bas oviv oivas imoy. Dr. Rashi, it could have said ki yikach es bas oviv oivas imoy. Why did I have to say sheyikach es achoisei bas oivas imoy? So that achoisei is ibrik, so I have an extra achoisei. So therefore, I can learn out the achoisei the kares achoisei generally. That it says Koris Bachoisa to go and tell you the din of Rabbi Yitzchak. What is Rabbi Yitzchak's famous halacha that there is no such thing as Malkis by Chiyav Koris? Torah tells you Koris Lahoitzi Koris the din of the Koris the loy the Malkis. The Chacham obviously disagree. They say I need the Koris Bachoisa to go and tell you the din of the three named ladies, the three headed ladies, Achoisa Achoisov and Rashiya Barashiya, Zotach Daim Reb Yitzchak. No, I don't need that, because I can learn that from Achoisa the Sefer. Yeah, but don't I need Achoisa the Sefer to tell you about the full fledged Achoisa of this Basimai, meaning a full sister as opposed to a half sister? Says Yimar, no. Either because I can learn Oinish Miyazhara, or I have yet another Achoisa, the Achoisa the Reisha. I learn it from there. The Irach, and what do the Rabbanim mean, Rabbi Yishmael and Rabbi Kiv, what do they do with the Achoisa the Reisha? Gesundheit. Ahumi boy le lechalik koris lemafat, Gesundheit. Lemafatim ule soch. As we had in our Mishnah, what happens if a person makes the whole pitum, either pitum artoiris or the pitum hashemen, he goes and puts together the whole formula of, and doesn't do it for the shame, the Mishkan or the Beis Mikdash. He does it for himself, or to sell it commercially. That's an Issachares, and also an Issamalkis. Or the Sach, if someone takes the real shame of the Mishkan, he smears it on his hands, etc., he's also Chayiv Kares according to the Torah, and Malkis according to our Mishnah. And therefore, what the Gemara is telling us is, Lechalek. What happens is the person does both together, Behelem Echad. He does both a pitum of the Shemen, or the pitum of the Torah, and he's also Sochmen HaShemen. It's not the same Shemen. The Sochmen HaShemen, you're only over on the real bona fide Shemen HaMishcha of the Beis HaMikdash. The Fatah means that you made your own pseudo Shemen HaMishcha, or your own pseudo Ketoiris, and you use the same formula. If you shmi that on you afterwards, you're not over any Yisr, because that has no Kedusha. The Soch has the din of Kedusha. But the point is, these two, the Helam Echad, does he get only one time Kares, or two times? Or I should say, one chatos or two chatos, or one chatos or two chatos. So you can ask me, what's the shaila? Why would there be a shaila?
Right, because there are two different mices. One is a pitum, one is a
Oh. So the reason is because the Torah puts the two together. It says in the pasuk, al psar odom lo yisach. That's talking about the sach problem. Uve mas kunto lo yisasu kamoyu. The Torah puts the two together in one pasuk. Al psar adam lo yisach uv maskun toy li sasu kamayu. And the pasuk then continues on. Isha sheyikach kamayu. He makes the same rikicha, the same. Vasher yitemi menu alzar venichras meyamav venichrasa. He gets a din of kares. Ah, so maybe you only get kares once on the two together, meaning one kar mchatas on the two together. You do behelam echad because of the fact that the Torah wraps them together by saying isha sheyikach kamayu vashitim menu alzar venichras. It's like mashma. There's only one kares on both, and therefore there's only one kar mchatas on both. That's why I need the choise. And of course, a choise has nothing to do with pitma toiris and soch. But that Rashi says, just like you have any other time, if you don't need it, l'inyan. Exactly. Since you don't need it for the inyan of achoisai, we've already exhausted all the drushes mit achoisai, so therefore, t'neyu, l'inyan acher. That's what I'm going to use the achoisai for. The idach, what does Rabbi Yitzchak, doesn't Rabbi Yitzchak need that as well to tell us that these are separate isurim and therefore separate oinshim and therefore separate chatois? The idach sovik rabluzom raboishim, rabluzom raboishim, komokisha atamuit shnei lav the koris echad, chalukin heim the karm. Will you find two separate lavin? Like we said, absar odom lo yisach, umaskut al yisasu kamoy. Those are two separate lavin. However, the Torah only says chorus and the two together. So you only have one chorus. So what's it in? Chaluk and hit the carbon. If and when Chas Hashem, a person does both of them behelam echad, he brings two separate carbonas. So I don't need the achoise to tell you that chorus and mafatim, that the mafatim and tzoch have two separate carbonas. I know that from the general rule of Rabbi Luzer Raboishe, that whenever you find two lavin in together, and only one kares for both, nevertheless, it's as if it's two kareses for both, and therefore two separate carbonas. The same like Rabbi Luzer, he doesn't learn like Rabbi Luzer Raboishe. The Nafkalibi has another pasuk. Maybe Isha Sheyishka Ves Isha Dova. What is this pasuk? This is a pasuk talking about a person who lives with a nida, even his own wife. What does it say in the pasuk? Vigile servasa es mekoyde hera v'nechresu shnei mikarev amam. Oh, I have another case where the Torah has specifically, expressly said kares. Until now, I had the generic kol hashiyas mikol teves elam. I had the specific by achoisai, and now Rabbi Yitzchak says, but don't forget, also by nida there's also v'nechresu. That's the number one in Torah Oreh Shalom over here. V'nechresu shnei mikarev amam. So, what do you have to have that kares over there for? I don't need it for purposes of the royos. I have the kol hashiyas. I don't need it to go and tell you lechalik because I already fit on the pasuk on the Omer Aleph. That El Isha Benidas Tomas El Chayv called Isha VeIsha. So, what's the purpose of having yet another passing Isha Yishkav Isha Dova to tell you this dinner of the Pitum and the Soch that there too will be multiple Chatois? The Idrach, and how those Rabbanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, how do they know it, or what do they do with the Ish? What do they do with the Isha Sheishka Ves Isha Dova? The Idrach Al Mumbayil El Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel Yechoy, Minayin Shein Isha Tmeya Achi Yitzay Madve Derech Ervasa. When is an Isha Nida Metama with the Dam Nida? If the Dam comes out Derech Erva, in other words, the normal regular process. Shneimer Isha Sheishka Ves Isha Dova Vigilas Ervasa. No, I'm Shein Isha Tmeya Achi Yitzay Madve. Madve means the flow. Derech Avasa, what does that come to exclude, says Rashi? Lafuki derech doifin delay. As we all know, when it comes to childbirths, besides the normal deliveries, you also have C-sections, which they used to call a Kaiserschnitt. So the Gemara is telling us this, you can have by flow of blood, that it comes out normally through the normal birth canal, and the blood could have come out through a C-section. Blood of Nida that comes through C-section, that's not Matama Mida, it's got to be Derech Madva Derech Ervasa. That's what I learned from this Isha Sheishka Ves Isha Dova, and what does the Basa continue on? Vigilas Ervasa, it's Makoy Dehera, Vigilas Makoy Demel, it's got to be Isha Dova, the Madva comes Gilas Ervasa during the natural flow. Good. So with this, we've concluded all of the drashes, Alibid, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Yitzchak. We'll try to start a little bit on the din of Tamish Ochel Sakoyish. What does it say in the Mishnah? If a Tamay person ate Koydish, Chas Shalom, gets Koreis, And if there was Hasra al Malkus, he gets Malkus. And the Pasuk says further, Tamei that walked into the Beis HaMikdash mit Hasra for Malkus, he gets Malkus. So Frank Dimar, Mishlai Mahach HaBol LeMikdash Tamei, a person who goes to the Beis HaMikdash whilst he's Tamei, Ksiv Oynish, Ksiv Asar. I have two separate psukim. Oynish, Ksiv as Mishkan Hashem, Timei V'Nichrasa. A person goes into the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, he's Tamei, that's the Oynish. Azhara, v'lo yitamu es machaneim ashani shoichem b'soicham. This machaneim is referring to the machane, in our case, the case of the machane shchina, that if a person who's tamei goes to the machane shchina, v'lo yitamu, don't do it. So I have both the azhara and the Oynish. El tomei she'ochas ha'koydish, tomei that ain't koydish, b'ishloime Oynish k'siv, v'nefesh ha'shetoichav, Bosom is ever Hashem Hashem is the Mosai Olav. Person who eats kachin and he's tamei benichasa. That says El Asar Minan. I don't know the isur. Reish Lakish Oymer because it says in the pasuk Bchol Kodesh Loi Siga the Ela Mikdash Loi Savai. Now Bchol Kodesh Loi Siga sounds like touching Kodesh. It doesn't mention achila anywhere. The Gemara will address that shortly. The Gemara is also going to address whether Kodesh is referring to kachin or whether it's referring to truma. Because Bchol Kodesh Loi Siga don't touch the Kodesh. But the way the Gemara is now learning pshat is Reish Lakish says the Asura don't eat kachin when you are Tomei, Chol Kodesh Loi Siga, don't eat kachim. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, Tony Bardla, I have a brice from Bardla, ask you Tomasi v'Tomasi, Ksiv ha'acha v'Tomasi Olav, v'nichrasa, that's the pasuk that we were quoting before, v'Tomasi Olav, v'nichrasa, Ksiv ha'asam, Tomei yeh, oy Tomasi v'ay. I have two separate psukim over here. If you look at pasuk number 4, Vanefesh she'toichal basam mizevach hashlam hashal Hashem. Person who eats basam mizevach hashlam mitumas alev and he's tamei. V'nechusah nefesh he mi'amel. So that's the onesh, the person that is tamei and eats kachim. It says v'nechusah, and the Torah uses v'tumasay olav. Now go back to pasuk number 2. That's called the gear b'meis v'nefesh odma sheyamus v'lishchat es mishkan Hashem tamei. He walks into the beis midrash one. He's tamei v'nechusah nefesh he, and it says oid. Tumasai voy. Say, learn up tumasai tumasai. Ma lahalon, just like when you enter into the base of Migish Vitama, Oynish Vyasara. I had two separate psukim, like I started off. Afkan, here too. When a person eats Kodshim Vitama, he has Oynish Vyasara, even though there's no Befeirish Posik of Asara. But I learned the tumasai tumasai that I export or import the Ashora from the din of the Bo El HaKodesh when he is Tamei. So, Maisa, I have now two terutzim to my question, Ashora Minayin. Reish Lakish says, B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Rabbi Yochanan says, I learn it to Mosai to Mosai. B'shlam Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, you know why he doesn't learn to Mosai to Mosai? Gzeira Shavu Legama. He doesn't have that. To learn a Gzeira Shava, you have to have a Kabbalah. He didn't have a Kabbalah. El Rabbi Yochanan might tell him, Kodesh Lakish, why did he learn from B'chol Kodesh Loi Siga? Amaloch, Ahu Hashara, Litruma. That's not, that Kodesh is not referring to Kodeshim, it's referring to Truma. That's what we mean by Kodesh. Aha. Rish Lakish, Hashara, Litruma, Minalei. If that's Taka Emes, how does Rish Lakish know Hashara, Litruma? He's using it for Kodeshim. How does he know Truma? Nafkalei, from another Pasik, Me'ish. Ish mizera harim v'utzrua oizav. The pasuk continues on. Ba'kodesh ba'kodeshim lo yoichal at asher yitar. A person who is a tzrua oizav, in other words, he's tamei. Don't eat kodeshim at asher yitar until you have tahar. Although the Torah uses expression ba'kodeshim, why does it refer to ish mizera harim? Any even klal yisrael who's a tzrua oizav can't eat kodeshim. Eizehu davish yushav mizar shel harim avin amizu truma. So that ba'kodeshim loisoichal, that's talking about truma. B'chol kodesh loisiga is talking about real live kodeshim. Good, that's how Rish Lakish learned it. Ve'idach, v'azokt rabbanan. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan, ahu l'achila v'hal v'negiyah. I have two separate psukim, I'm asking. I have the pasuk b'chol kodesh loisiga, and I have the pasuk b'kodeshim loisoichal. One tells you don't touch it, and the other one says don't eat it. So two separate dinim. Ve'rish Lakish, hay b'chol kodesh loisiga, l'hachi yud asa, ahu miboilei l'tami shenoga b'kodesh. Rish Lakish himself agrees that the Pchol Kodesh Loi Siga is not talking about eating, but it's talking about touching. The Idma, Tommy Shanoga Bakodesh, a person who's Tommy, he touches Kodeshim. Reish Lakish Oimer, there's no din of Kares here, but it's a din of Loikas, a din of Malkas. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer ain't a Loikas. Reish Lakish Omer Loikas, Pchol Kodesh Loi Siga, off in our posse! negia be kodesh. Rabbi Yechonam ain't like ahu azhar l'truma hu diasa. That's Rabbi Yechonam. She tossed the pasuk not talking about kodeshim. It's talking about truma, like we said before. B'chal kodesh l'siga is talking about azhar l'truma. But anyway, I have now a stira. Rabbi Shlokish and Rabbi Shlokish. Rabbi Shlokish is using b'chal kodesh l'siga. Don't eat kodeshim, and he's also using b'chal kodesh l'siga to tell you don't touch the kodeshim. Everything more. Tommy Shinoga Bakodim Afkir Rahman Bulash in the gear. Says Rish Lakish Anun Bot. The fact that the Torah used the expression Bachal Kodesh Lo Siga, that tells you don't touch it. Right. If you touch it, Malkis. What about the other Azhara Li Oichel? What happens to the person who eats Kodeshim? How do I know that? I taka don't know it only from the words Bachal Kodesh Lo Siga, because that's talking about the gear. But what does it say right after that? B'chol chodesh lo yisiga, v'la mikdash lo yisavoy, iskish chodesh le mikdash. Just like by mikdash I have a din that a person who's tummy that nechses by mikdash gets kareis, a person who eats chodesh with tummy also gets kareis. Thank you, Mavakas. We hachidias. Is that what a shlokish uses the pasuk for? What happens if a person eats kodshim before it becomes full-fledged kodshim? Before the matir, before the zrikas adam. The idma. Tomish ochel basa kodshim nei zrikas damim. Rish lakish omer loike. You get malkis anyway. Apparently you don't get chorus, but you get malkis. If you're going to make a loike. Rish lakish omer loike. Bechol kodish loy siga. Bechol kodish loy siga. Loy shnol of nei zrika. Loy shnol of achar zrika. Oh, so he uses the bechol kodish loy siga to tell you the dinim of livnei zrika. Rav Yoichan Amar ain't like it. Rich Latam the Amar Kra to Masai to Masai, the Chik Sid to Masai the Achaz Rika Udichsid. When it says Tuma, it's talking about the Achaz Rika from the other pasuk, and therefore you have no Raya the Gabe the Achaz before the Zrika. Anyway,
we're talking about Echila. Echila. Whether a person is a tar or tame,
we're talking about a tame she'achal basar kodesh lefnei zrika sadam.
But even a tahar who eats the basar kodesh lefnei zrika sadam, it's a crime.
Yeah, but it's not it's tum. We're talking about the isra of tum. See, the Gemara tells us over here, Rabbi Yechonam Tamad, Yama Kra Tumasi Tumasi. V'chiksim Tumasi Le'achaz Riku, Yechsiv. And the other Tumasi that we're learning, one from the other, is talking about the Achaz Riku. But bottom line is, Freit Gemara now, according to Rish Lakish, you're telling me Rish Lakish, besides the din of B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga, to tell you the din of Negia B'Kodesh, besides the din of learning one from the other, meaning that it says B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga V'al Mikdash Lo Yisavoy, I have a heckish one to the other to tell you that is a din of kareis for a person who eats kodeshim mitumma. But don't I need B'chol Kodesh Lo Yisiga to tell you this din of lifnei zrika? Everyone learned from the B'chol Kodesh Nafke. Tani Kibas and Ishlokish. B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Atar La'oichal. Atar Ima Atar La'oichal. Eni Atar Le'Nageya. Tam Lo'im B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Ve'la Mikdash Leisavai. So I have, number one, Nageya, I have B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Don't touch it. But I have B'chol Kodesh Leisiga. Ve'la Mikdash Leisavai. Makdash Kodesh Leisigdash. Ma Mikdash Dovash Yesh Ve'n Tzilas Neshama. Afkol Dovash Yesh Ve'n Tzilas Neshama. What does he mean by Tzilas Neshama? That when does the Torah give kareis, the word netilas neshama over here means kareis. When is there a din of kareis? Just like there's a din of kareis if you walk into the base of Midrash, bitumba, there's kareis. Also, if you do something else, you also get kareis if you're tamei. When is that other din of something else? Vimenegim, the ikon netilas neshama. If a person just touches kachim, there's certainly no din of kareis. It's ela ba'achila, only by achilas kachim. This is where we stop. But bottom line is, what the Gemara is telling us, according to Rish Lakish and according to this Braisa, we learn three separate halachas b'kol kodesh le'siga. Number one, don't touch kodeshim b'tuma. If you touch kodeshim b'tuma, according to Rish Lakish, you get a din of malchus. Number two, b'kol kodesh le'siga v'al mikdash le'savoy. That just like v'al mikdash le'savoy, there's both a din of an ashara and an oinish of kareis. Legabi the din of Bo El Amigdish Betuma. So there's also an Oynish Vashara of Kareis, a person who eats Kodeshim Betuma. And number three, from the Bichol Kodesh, I learned not only a din of Liacher Matirov, but even before the Matir, if a Tommy were to go and eat it, Chas V'Shalom, he would also get a din of Malkis, according to Reish Lakish. Mitchum, tomorrow we will start a new shtickle, Amar Rav HaBachana, Rav Yechanan.